Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Helldivers 2 loses the majority of its PC players, 3DS Puzzle Swap players have discovered the final missing piece after 13 years, and the Horizon TV series is canned before it even begins. Here is the news for Sunday, 7th of July. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
7 months on from its phenomenal release, Helldivers 2 has lost 90% of its PC player base. Just 4 months ago, the co-op Terminator / Starship Troopers sim had an insane concurrent player peak of 458,000 players on Steam, but today the number has dropped to around 38,000. While most live service games do taper off eventually, it is worth noting that of that 90% who have abandoned democracy, 63% of them did so in May, shortly after the PSN account requirement controversy, suggesting that even though it was rolled back, it may have had a bigger impact on the future of this game than first thought.
While the framing of the story has been leaning into the negative, I would say most people got their money's worth with this one. And if continual growth is the only measure of an online game's success, then maybe we need to be reassessing what the hell we want from developers. And hey, if Sony wants to boost those numbers back up, they could always release on Xbox. Just saying. Sadly, it doesn't look like we'll get to see the world of Horizon Zero Dawn on the big screen, as the Netflix show has apparently been scrapped. Rolling Stone's Cheyenne Roundtree reported that the cancellation was due to a string of allegations around the showrunner Steve Blackman for toxic bullying and manipulative behaviour in the workplace. 12 former staff members have spoken out with the allegations, but right now, neither Netflix or Sony have said anything about the allegations or the state of the TV show.
To be honest, we actually didn't know that much about the show. The title, casting details, and everything else were kept firmly under wraps, although the rumored project title was Horizon 2074. It may be a while before we see Aloy in real life, but there is heaps of Horizon games on the way, with brick-based spin-off LEGO Horizon Adventures set to be released sometime this year, and Guerrilla Games is working on an online spin-off of the series. And let's not forget the long-rumored Horizon MMO that's been a floating rumor for years. The Vatican has announced that the Catholic Church will canonize its first gamer saint. Carlo Acutis was known as God's influencer as he shared gospel online and through playing video games, with Halo, Super Mario, and Pokemon being his favorites. He unfortunately passed away at 15 from leukemia, but dedicated his life to spreading awareness of the Catholic faith and helping others.
The process to become a saint can take decades or sometimes hundreds of years, as the person has to have two distinct miracles attributed to them, which are then examined by church authorities. Once canonized, he will become the Catholic Church's first millennial saint. Last year, the Acutis game was announced, and it's reportedly the first Catholic open-world metaverse. It features Carlo Acutis as the main character, and the game follows him as he time travels to meet other saints and key figures of Catholic history. A group of Nintendo 3DS Street Pass fans aren't puzzled anymore as they finally completed Puzzle Swap. It's the first time since Street Pass Mi Plaza Puzzle Swap was released 13 years ago that it has been officially 100% completed. This challenge was made harder every single day because Street Pass relies on people carrying around a 3DS powered on as they move through the world, which of course is pretty unlikely these days. For months, the small community have been trying to find every puzzle made available on the Street Pass app, including multiple time and region limited puzzles that are now quite rare.
But as of this week, they finally tracked down the final rare puzzle, which was aeroplane themed. It all happened after a random person emailed Benny, the community leader, with a friend code and zip file with the text, "I hope the following information is exactly what you're looking for." After the community worked together to decrypt the data and put it into a usable format, the final picture was revealed. Congratulations, guys. What a fantastic and super nerdy achievement.
Also, that's just amazing that they're still going 13 years later. People are still trying to find all the puzzles. That's dedication. And an odd one to finish off the news this week, a kind of online hostess club was launched for Overwatch players via Twitter, where players could pay to have a woman game with them. And if having a gamer girlfriend isn't your cup of tea, some simple flirting was available, or in some cases, they would simply talk to you over voice chat. The top price service that was listed with detail was the falling asleep option, where the hostess would speak to you over chat for 2 hours while you fall asleep. But then there's the exceptionally pricey hidden option, the details of which were not available. So we'll just leave that up to your imagination of what could be on offer there.
Of course, this was promptly shut down, with outlets reporting that an unhappy Blizzard is behind the crackdown. But thankfully for all you lonely gamers out there, just as fast as the Overwatch Club was shut down, it was replaced with one for Apex Legends. What a time to be alive.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
It's a big week for some ripper indie titles you might have missed. First up is Ark of Charon, a tower defense colony sim where you mine, craft, and build a civilization all on the back of a giant walking tree. Oh, and you are being attacked by monsters too. Grab it on PC on the 9th.
Next, we have Once Human, a multiplayer post-apocalyptic survival game akin to Sons of the Forest. It looks really ambitious for a first-time developer and is definitely one to keep an eye out for if you're a fan of the genre. It's out on PC this coming Wednesday.
And finally, out Friday is Angerfoot. This game looks insane. It's a super stylized, fast-paced FPS that focuses on giving people the boot whenever you have the opportunity. Even just the gameplay trailers for this one are worth checking out. It looks like a lot of fun and it'll be out on PC on the 12th. And keep an eye on sifter.com.au for Gianni's review.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcast, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making our show. And it's easy to do. You just head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or just check in the show notes.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey, it's Adam here. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, we hit the track with Jun van Hove for retro-styled racer Phantom Spark.
I'd be lying if I said that we are like huge F-Zero Wipeout fans. Like, we definitely looked at those games, but the main inspiration for it was, what if we do something really stylized? You know, not like, let's try to be like Wipeout, but what if we do something really stylized? But then, yeah, like we explored like sort of different musical ideas and this not too intense, kind of like floaty liquid drum and bass jungle just made sense. And maybe it is sort of because that subconscious 90s, early 2000 culture seeped into us. I'm a rave scene kid, you know, like, so of course it's there. Of course it makes sense. So yeah.
Get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.